This week on You and the Law, patent attorney and chemical engineer Rebecca Stadler talks with Mike Desmond about intellectual property like patents and copyrights. What exactly is intellectual property?
Intellectual property is it's a system of laws that they put in place in order to protect so-called products of the mind for individuals. So the idea is if you write a book, you get the right to copy it, distribute it, reproduce it, sell it, destroy it, do whatever you want with it because it's your intellectual property. And as such, when they created the system of laws, they decided that people should be able to profit from so-called products of the mind. So when you think of copyright, that of course covers paintings, poems, movies, music, lyrics, books, sculptures, architectural designs. So you sat down and you spent the time creating this work of art and you should be able to profit from it. And the idea is that nobody else should be able to profit from it. So that's, you know, that's the art side of it. That's the copyright side. And then, of course, there's the patent side, which speaks to inventions. When you create something new, again, it has to be useful in order for it to be considered an invention. When you create something new and useful, you should be able to profit from your own invention and prevent other people from making and using and distributing and importing your invention. So that's where patent law comes in.
In the old days, a patent, McCormick invented the Reaper, big giant machine with a little model and so forth. But now you're dealing with computer software,
yep,
human tissue. You know, there's a big jump from copyrighting or from patenting a Reaper to patenting some software that does something enormous for a bank.
That's exactly right. There still is a lot of inventing done in the mechanical area. So different, you know, if you put a washer in a different location, you can get a different functionality out of a mechanical device, or you can get an improved performance out of it. Software is considered patentable subject matter. It's tricky work for the patent attorney to make sure that they follow all the rules to ensure that it is considered patentable subject matter. But you see a lot of that. Everything that's happening today is so abstract. Facebook has patents. It's a social network. And like you said, it's not a Reaper. You can't see it. So you've got to think about it in an abstract way, and so there has been a lot of changes, but business methods and software and tissue and little parts of DNA coding, that's all considered patentable subject matter. So we've moved a little bit away from the mechanical inventions.
How many people come to you in the course of a year thinking they have something patentable?
We get, I'd say, 3 inquiries a week on different inventions, thinking that they have something patentable. So the first analysis is whether it's patentable subject matter. So is it a machine, a process, a composition of matter, an article of manufacture, or is it a business method, which would fall under the penumbra of process? And then as long as it's one of those, you go on to the next step of inquiry, which is it new? So new, again, that's very easy to meet because you add a different color to something and it's new. So then the last analysis is whether something is not obvious. And changing color probably would be considered obvious. But what you have to demonstrate to the patent office is that this new innovation is not obvious. So when you write the patent application, you include arguments about why this thing is way better. It's way better than you expected, and it's going to revolutionize the industry, et cetera, et cetera. So those are the 3 levels of inquiry. And a lot of times we do get individuals that ask us, you know, they want a rock-solid case for patentability saying that their invention is patentable, and we can never tell them because the end decision is with the United States Patent and Trademark Office, which is an administrative agency off of the Department of Commerce. They make the final decision, so we just make the arguments. We advocate as strongly for our clients as we can, but we never know for certain what the patent office will do.
Here on You and the Law today, Rebecca Stadler's been here, and we've been talking about patent information. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO and AM 970 News.